Thank you. I think the ceasefire agreement is a fine line of African countries to come up with African solutions, and the DR Congo-Rwanda issue has really been discussed in the continent. So it's a step in the right direction. At least the ceasefire silences the guns and gives peace a chance and gives talks a chance, an opportunity to now state their case and to state what demands they are bringing on the table, because theirs has been a prolonged back and forth accusation of the DRC saying Rwanda is supporting the M23 rebels, and then Rwanda also saying that they are rebels who operate from the DR Congo, who are stabilizing its country. So this is a step in the right direction. It will give peace a chance, and it will also allow both sides to have a negotiation that gets to the bottom of the issues.
Given the DR Congo's accusations and Rwanda's denials of supporting the M23 rebels, what do you make of the agreement being signed by the two parties?
It is a ceasefire agreement. A ceasefire agreement simply means they have ceased the hostilities, they have stopped fighting. The two respective militaries will now at least not be at each other's necks. They will stop this back and forth. And it gives diplomacy a chance. It gives diplomacy a chance, and it gives peace negotiators a chance to go in and now unravel the very main issues. I know Rwanda, number one, are going to now put on the table the fact that when their military enter DRC, it is because there are rebels, the Interahamwe groups, that it is that who are trying to destabilize Rwanda. And I know DRC will keep on saying, in the past we've had Rwandese soldiers. There was a UN report some time back that stated that around 3,000 to 4,000 Rwandese soldiers help M23 in their logistics and fight beside them. So this will be an opportunity for all those now accusations and counter-accusations to be negotiated on, and for people to talk and to get a lasting solution to the problems in the eastern part of Congo.
Are you optimistic about the holding of this ceasefire given the situation in the eastern DR Congo?
As a peace and conflict expert, any small gain that you can get is usually considered as a positive step in the right direction. We just hope that the negotiations, the ceasefire has been signed by the ministers themselves. For me, there will be more surety, or there will be more confidence when it is now moved to the summit level. Now it needs to move. The fact that the ministers have signed this, we now need to see a meeting where the heads of state, the summit, where now the president of DRC Congo, Felix Tshisekedi, and the president of Rwanda, Paul Kagame, sit down and actually sign an agreement. Then we will know we are headed in the right direction. If it remains in the realm of just the ministerial level, there is a probability of it being either broken or other complications arising. But at the moment the president put ink to paper, it means they are seriously looking at negotiating and finding a lasting solution to the issue and to the problem.
So, given that there are other rebel forces in the eastern DR Congo, will the ceasefire between M23 and help the situation?
It does. I want you to think about it as incrementalism. In incrementalism, we're talking about you make progress step by step. So we begin with the M23 rebels, assuming they can hold this ceasefire and